And it's hard, it's hard, it's hard, it's hard, it's a hard rain is gonna fall.
Just a reminder to homeowners.
You're digging deep, buddy.
Yeah. But a reminder to homeowners, the first time in Arizona, it just takes that one storm that you go, whoa, what was that?
Don't drive across Indian Bend Wash.
Yeah, absolutely. Please.
You know, that's we actually have that slated as a talking point a little bit later, but bringing it up with the rain is, you know, the one thing that always amazes me with these people that get stuck in the washes and everything, it's like, you know, couldn't you have just waited an hour?
Not even that. Yeah. Right?
You know, be prepared, have extra water in your vehicle, have some kind of food that doesn't go bad in the heat, something that's you know, packaged right, that can stay in your car constantly. Just hang out. You know, there's nothing so important you can't wait an hour.
Well, in the case of the Indian Man Wash, you're in the middle of town. Just go to the next intersection where there's a bridge.
We have a great segment planned for next week on preparedness and flash flooding, and just kind of a reminder to be cautious that if hopefully we make it through the week with no flooding before we get our information out. Jay, text message came in. This guy has artificial turf, and he'd like to, it's lived its life, and he'd like to change it to, he wants to plant grass. Now, when should he do that?
Well, right now is a good time to do it. For getting sod to knit and to root, or from starting from seed, actually during the monsoons, maybe the best time to do that of the year, because it's the heat that the Bermuda grass wants and the humidity, which will keep the moisture, you know, levels up a little bit. So I'd do it right away if you can.
And if you need direction on how to do that, you can get to the podcast and re-listen to segment number 3. It was two.
That was our question of the week.
Yeah.
That's right.
That had quite the detailed description on how to do that. And as we're winding down this hour, between now and next month, what's the most critical thing for homeowners to do?
Well, probably keep your plants alive. Again, you know, getting back to watering properly, checking irrigation systems, making sure things are working properly. Make sure you're ready for the monsoon. You know, if you've got young trees that need to be properly staked, mulched, tree trunks protected, those types of things. Look around your property if you've got, you know, a tree that's got a limb that's maybe hanging precariously. If you're unsure, have an arborist come out and take a look. You know, you don't want a limb falling on your neighbor's more than anything, or something valuable in your yard. So I would, you know, kind of take precautions and look around.
And when you're talking about neighbor's yard, we get this question often. We had one last week where there's a tree that's planted close to a block wall. Mm-hmm. You know, it's now at the age where the roots are heaving the block wall. You know, whose responsibility is that? It's over, and you know the trunk's on this property, but the leaves and the limbs are on this side, dropping litter. You know, whose responsibility is that tree?
Well, you know, it's your tree. You know, if it's on your property, you know, you need to communicate with your neighbor. Anything that's hanging over their property, they should be able to take control of and take care of. You know, I would advise you probably do that for them, but ask them about it. Is it bothering them? Is it, I get a knock on my door once in a while. Hey, it's time to trim that. Okay, got it. And you have the tree trimmer out and they take care of it. So, it's just being a good neighbor. So make sure you wear your mask when you go over there and talk to them.
This is why I live where I don't have any neighbors.
That's a good idea too.
We had being at home, not having the rodeo season, we've gotten a lot done in the landscape. And one thing we did, we have 60 yards of Maricopa delivered from Growell, and all of our trees, and it didn't. It turned out not being enough. I'm gonna have to get another truckload out. But we've got a beautiful bed of mulch around all of our trees, about a foot past the actual tree canopy, past the limbs.
Yeah,
a good 3 inches in most cases around. And I mean, we got the mulberries, the oaks, the pistache, the pecans, the citrus, the ash. I mean, it and what it does. Just I've had 3 people stop and ask, when did you plant those trees? 7 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
it just makes them pop. And really? They've been there that long? I'm like, yeah. And I show them pictures of, you know, because they were planted as the bare root of the pecans.
Mm-hmm.
And they're, you know, they're 15 feet tall now.
Wow.
They're like, looking good.
Yeah. mulching and comp around trees. I tell you what, folks, if you're not putting organic compost, shredded bark mulch, something around the base of your trees and shrubs, you'd be amazed how much of a difference and how fast of a difference it will make.
Well, we're looking forward to it. And we had we got the wheelbarrows out there and the shovels and got everyone out there. Come on, kids, this is called labor work. You know, after about the 10th one, ran up to Hacienda Rentals and loaded a skid steer. And all 4 kids can now drive a skid steer.
Well, you know, that's a valuable lesson, too.
Very good.
I'll tell you one tree that still impresses me in Old Town Scottsdale is that banyan tree. They have a picture of it when it was planted. It was a fingerling in the mid-90s. And in 20 years' time, thing is huge. I could sit under there when it's 115 and be comfortable.
Wow.
Huge tree.
Yeah. Well, shade's a wonderful thing. You know, we talk about, it's probably the number one recommendation if you want to cut energy costs is get some shade.
And, well, John Jay, thanks a million for coming in and sharing your wisdom with us on getting ready for the monsoons this particular year and how to get ready to plant that sod lawn. Folks, did you realize that second homes are going through a surge in demand right now? If you're thinking about it, you've got to stay tuned for the rest of the show because we're going to talk about shopping for that piece of property, shopping possibly for that manufactured home you can set on the property for about a third the price that you can go build a custom on.